four dinarim. So if you have now 60 shkolim over here, is so 60 times 4 is 240. It comes out here that this morning now was 60 shkolim, which is really 240 dinarim. So how come the pasuk calls it a mona 100? A mona usually means 100 dinarim. And if you tell him now that 60 shkolim is a mona, so really that's 240 dinarim. So how come the pasuk calls it to be a mona? It should have been more than two monas. It should have been. Ella, it's a proof to say shmamina mona shakodesh mona kafel hoya, that when Yechezkel and the pasuk talks about a mona, it's double our amount. So when we say a mona, really mean 200 dinarim, not 100 dinarim. When the pasuk says a mona, it means 200 dinarim. How do you get 240? There's an extra 40. Ushramin, here is the proof that Moisif and Alamidas, that Yechezkel added on more money to the midah of the mona. And the Ein Moisif and Yester Asus, when you want to add on more value to it, you can't add on more than 1/6. So how do you have 1/6 of 200 is less than 40? So the pshat is Ushramina Shtus Milabar. When you add on a sixth, it means after the cheshbon, really it's 1/5 of 200, which is 40. Now when you add on 40 to 200, 240, now 1/6 of 240 is 40. So you add on, milabar means after you add on, that's how you get the cheshbon of 1/6. The kitz of this pasuk in the cheshbon that it says a mona, it calls a mona, which is only 100 dinarim. Really here the cheshbon is at 60 shkolim, which is 240, so dinarim. So the pshat is, when it says a mona, it means double our mona, it means 200. And the yerad on Yechezkel, another 6, so it comes out to be 240 dinarim was in his one mona. So therefore, there's not a kasha Moshe Beinu when he gave the ma'af kikur kesser of the 100, really was 200 kikur. And therefore, the mona and the extra 1 kikur, 11 mona, that's what he gave for the Adonim. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Shalti is Reb Lezer bebeis Moisvo Rabba. Reb Chuma says, I ask Reb Lezer in the Beis Medrash HaGodol. That's just the Beis Medrash HaGodol. I ask in the Beis Medrash. That the man is time of Pitri Chamorim me Pitri Susa Megmalim. What's special? How come the Torah gives a special mitzvah to redeem the Petra Chamor, the Bechor of a Chamor of your donkey, from the Petra, from the firstborn of your horse or your camel? There's no din Pidi, there's no din Bechor on them. Always, the one answer gave back was Gzeras HaKosef. The Torah says that that's it, it's Gzeras HaKosef. The Yoy secondly said a little swallow here. The reason is, Shasayayu Yisrael Bishas Yitziyasim Mitzrayim. When Christ left Mitzrayim, they used donkeys, the donkeys helped them. So if Hashem repaid back the donkey, it has a little bit of Kedusha, then it's Bechor, needs a pigeon. But the Gemara says, Shein Lecho Kol Echad V'Echad V'Yisrael, everything the Jew had with him, that did not have with them like nor did had Tishim Chamorim, 90 donkeys, Lubin, white donkeys, very good ones, Tunim Mikaspov Zahavashom Mitzrayim, that these 90 donkeys were carrying on the packages of the gold and silver that the Eden took out from Mitzrayim of the Mitzrayim. So since the Chamorim helped the Eden, that's what has the din of a Petah Chamor. The Yod shouted, another question Reb Chanin asked Reb Lezer. The Yod shouted, Ma Lashon Rafidim. The Pasuk says we're in Rafidim. What's the Lashon of Rafidim? So the Yomli answered me, Rafidim Shema. That was his name. The name of this place was called Rafidim. No new pshat. But the most of really this pshat is Ketanah Rosh HaMachogah to learn about this. That Reb Lezer says, Rafidim Shema. That's the name of the place was called Rafidim. However, Reb Yeshua I know it means Sheripri Asu Medivar Torah. The Klai Yisrael took it easy, did not learn Torah that strong. We were a little bit weak. They were weak in learning the Torah. The Chayin Uwem, another Pasuk said, Lehit Nuwavus Rabbonim, that the fathers did not turn to take care of the children. Merifrin Yadayim, because they were weak. I mean, since they stopped learning Torah from the Rifrin Yadayim in that Torah, they weren't able to be mindful of the children on the right way. The Yod Shaltim, in the third question he asked, that my Lashon Shittim, what does the Pasuk mean that says Shittim? So Yomali said back to me, one shot was Shittim Shema. The name of the city was place was called Shittim. The most of the source is Ketanah Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Shittim Shema, that's the name of the place. Yibishu Weimer knows, Shenifasku B'divre Shtus. Means Christ for them were Isaac and Divre Shtus. They were doing that very well over there. Now the Gemara says, and Adam Chaitim, Inkir Nichnas by Ruach Shtus. So Rashi says the divrei shtus means liz meyed as beis meyed. The heads loose with the daughters of meyed. And the person says vatikron la'am v'zivchem lehayim. They became vatikron. Because what the word vatikron means, they became close to the yam. Shebles uweima arumoy spogadem. They became close means with the undressed ladies. Rashi says vatikron mashma gufon hoya pegeibhen. That the group, their bodies touched their bodies. They had mamas nus with the beis meyed. And Rabbi Shuaimano Shinasu Kulan Balakarian. It could be not that they had Znus with them, but just they saw them undressed, and that made them become Balakarian. Right, so the Balosha Mikruhu, the Zera came out, so that's Loshana Batikurim, Liyam Lizuke Lehayim. That was by the Bnei Sumay, that's why they got Christo to be over the Avoid Zor about Paul, that first they had the girls come out and made them Taivat have Znus with them, and then before they had this Znus with them, they told them to be over the Avoid Zor. That's how did this start? Because they had shtus. Some foolishness came into them. That's how a person does get. Now the Mishnah says, Poro sheyoda min chamor. A cow that gave birth to a kid that looks like a donkey. That's the other way. The chamor sheyoda kimin sus. This was a donkey that gave birth to a kid that looks like a horse. So this is a big chiddush, because in the first case, the poro gave birth to a chamor. Really, both of them are mechuyev in Bechor. Just a poro has gushes aguf, and a chamor has gushes domim, but still, in both cases, locher is psurim in abechoro. That the kid has no kedushas Bechor, there's no pasha Bechor, if the kid looks different than the mother. Shinema, because the pasuk says, peta chamor shnei pom. It says two times in the pasha in Shemois, peta chamor shnei pom twice. So we dash from this, Ha yulad chamor, the hanolad chamor. We darshin the mother has to be a chamor, and the hanolad has to be the kid has to be a chamor. They both have to be dermeladodi. But if one looks different, that's the p'tur in the pasha b'chor. Rashi says shnei pom suvim b'teira chad b'kadosh b'kol b'chor, the chad b'reiato. Ha yulad means the mother has to be a chamor, the hanolad chamor. The kid has to be doma to its mother, but if the kid is not doma to its mother, that's the p'tur in Bechor. So even though it said this posh about Tata Chamor, what we didn't learn out from this, the same thing applies to regular Apor also. To regular Kedusha Saguf will be the same story also. So if the kid looks different than the mother, there will also be a p'tur from Bechor. Now the Mishnah. Umahim Bachila, what's the law you're allowed to eat? Is this kid or not? So it's mostly like this. Mishnah says, "Behema toira sheyoldu kimin behema tameya muta bachilo." In the case where the poro gave birth to a kid, even though the kid looks like a chamor, does not have simoni taira, still you'll not eat it. But the opposite way, your tameya, when the chamor gave birth, sheyoldu kimin behema toira, even though it gave birth to a cow, and the baby now has all this simoni of a behema toira, so the rocker is also bachilo. You're not allowed to eat this kid. But the kral is shayotzim in a tamei. What comes out from a tummy is tummy. The ayotzim in our Torah, what comes out from the behemoth Torah remains Torah. And this is a big sug you will see later on the Gemara in the next daf. Hilchos Treifus. What's mutter and what's also. That's the cloud that what comes out of a Torah remains Torah. And what comes out of a tameya remains tameya. Even though the kid has simonim or doesn't have simonim, we don't care about the kid. We go bust of the mother where it came from. If it came out of a poro, it's mutter. If it came out of a chamayro, it's also bachilo. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosan, we learned the Gemara before we had, and the Mishnah later will have, that rochel sheyol demineis, if a sheep that gives birth to a goat, or else if he ate a goat sheyol demin, rochel gives birth to a sheep, so even though both the mother and the kid are both doimit to behemoth tyrus, and they both have a pasha b'chor on them, so the rochel is put them in a b'chor. There's no din kedushas b'chor on the kid, since the kid does not look like the mother, there's also p'turim b'chayro. But we learned, v'im yesh boy niksa simonim, let's say the kid has a little bit simonim like its mother, then chayiv, then it's chayiv and b'chor, and we had the Gemara before, that the pshat is, though it's chayiv and b'chor means it has a kedushas b'chor on it, but since it's different than the mother, that's sort of like a mum, and therefore you're allowed to shecht it, the kohen can shecht it the way it is now, if they can't bring it for korban. It's called like a baal mum. But when it has Kedushas Bechor, you have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen has to eat it with Kedushas Bechor. Now, the question is, how do we know Pshat in that Mishnah? That even by Behemoth Torah also there's a Ptur in Bechor. His Talmud Mishnah talks about the Petach Hamor. How do we know now, even by a Rochel and by Neis also, there's a Pesur Mechayra? We know in the meaning. Some Rav Yudah Vudi says, the Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, Ach B'chor Shor, so Udashin Sheyhu Shor U'B'chor Shor. In the same Pesach, it says the word B'chor three times, we'll soon see. He said, Ach Cholok L'chol Ach and Ratin Shabbatar L'mayit Es L'mayit. And not everyone is Potter, but there are some kind that the Chayiv in B'chor. Now the more is the question, how could Rav Yudah Dashins from this Pesach, I bought Tona Petta Kenos of Law, Leporo. I, our Tanabal Mishnah, talks about a Pora Shiyodu Kimin Chamor. And it says the reason why the Pora is Pot, has not been Bechor on it, is because of the Posek Petta Petta. It says twice Petta Chamor, Petta Chamor. So I could review the Rashi from different Posek of Tura and Poro. So more so than a commander of Yudah holds, who the Yamak of Yeseg Lili? He holds like Rav Yeseg Lili. The time you learned. We have Yosef Lili Yoyma. When the Pesach says, Ach B'chor Shol, so we dashin Ach Yehu Shol B'chor Shol. When the Pesach says, B'chor Kesef, we dashin Ach Yehu Kesef, or B'chor Kesef. The same thing, Oy B'chor Eiz, we dashin also Ach Yehu Eiz, or B'chor Eiz. Now, Yochel, I worked out to say, Ach Yehu Eiz, for mixing Simon, even if the kid has a little bit Simon like the mother, still there's a Pesach in B'chor. At this time, no matter what it says, Ach Cholok, there's a difference. So it comes out that Rav Yudah holds at this time, or Rav Yosef Lili, that he argues in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara will explain how come we need these two psukim, why does one hold from the other pesach? The other Gemara says, the Mai Kemisugi, what's the Machlokes, our Tana, and Rav Yosef Lili? So Tana di Dan Sover, our Tana and our Mishnah holds, Gol L'Rachamon Ebedujas Domin. The pesach says by two times Petach Hamor, Petach Hamor. Now by Hamor, by a donkey, its kid has no Kedushas Aguf. You don't bring this to Korban. It only has a Kedushas Domin. You have to redeem it on a fair. So it says true in the Pasha of Kedushas Domin that if the kid is different, then the mother is no Pasha Bechor. So our Tana holds that even if the Torah says about Kedushas Domin, he holds Vuhu Adim Kedushas Aguf. The same Svar applies to Kedushas Aguf also. Therefore, when a Pora gives birth, even though its Bechor has a should have a Kedushas Aguf, you bring it for Korban, still the same Svar is that if the kid looks different than the mother, it has a Kedushas Bechor. That's Pshat now with Tanas. He learns out both Dinim, a Pora and a Chamor, from the Pesach Petach Hamor, Petach Hamor. However, Rabbi Yosi said, really, remember Rabbi Yosi Svar, that Golur Rachamon and Kedushas Aguf. The Torah has to tell to us in the Pesach of Bechor, 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 by Behem the Torah with the Kedushas Aguf. That if the kid looks different than the mother, there's no Kedushas Aguf, it's Potter. And the name of Uadim, Kedushas Damim, the same thing applies by Kedushas Damim also. And the Goma, Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Aguf. Now, the theology, learn now Kedushas Damim from Kedushas Aguf. The Ikapostle is done by Kedushas Aguf, by Behem the Torah. That if the kid is different than the mother, there's a Pter and Bechayra. And then what do we learn now? Back to Chamor also. Now, the Gemara says, if so, the Tana Didan, the Tana of our Mishnah, Hi, Bechor, Bechor, my Yavadlei. The Tana of our mission does not need these words of Bechor, Bechor. Because he learns it all out from Petach Hamor, Petach Hamor, that just like by Chamor, there's a Ptur on his Bechor, if it's different than the mother, the same is for applies by Gusha Saguf, by Yapar also. So why is the Apostle got to say Bechor, Bechor three times? Four? So Mar says, our time holds, me boile holds, like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. The Yom Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Why does the Torah say the Pasha of Imurim by a Bechor? Shor, it says by Nehav Shor to be a Bechor, he has to be Makriv with Imurim on the Mizbech. And Imurim by Bechor Kesel, let's say again by Kesel, the same thing by Lim. And Imurim by Bechor Eiz, if you have a goat also, it says you have to bring it to Imurim on the Mizbech. So why is the Pasha have to say the word Bechor, Bechor three times? And this Pasha talks about the Imurim. So the answer is Tricha, yes, we have the Pasha have to say the word Bechor three times. Because Rachamon beBechor Shor, then we just said the word by Bechor Shor, by Yishor. It's Bechor has Imurim. After Shekhen, it's Rabbi Menachosim. Because this Menachosim, its Yain is a Chatzehin, has more Yain than the other ones. So that's why maybe its Imurim is burnt on the Mizbeach. Mashreigim, the other ones, they would not know. Kesef, the Torah would just said the word Kesef by a lamb. You have to bring its Imurim on the Zeach. Shekeinus Rabbi Balya, it has a special dinner kesef that its tail is also burnt on the Mizbeach. The Torah would have just said by goat, Shekeinus Rabbi, it's not a korban biyochid. If a yochid does a chet of an avodah zarah, his korban he brings is an ez. So maybe that's why it's a murum of a bechor is burnt. But I would not know the other murum of a bechor shor, so if I have to say all three of them. So Mar says true. Chad mechor lo yasek. Here and now one from the other. But teisi chodo mitati. Learn out one from two. The third should just say two. And the third one I learn out. So Mar says, let's see. Behind the lichta, which one shouldn't have written? Le lichta rachamon b'shor. The third shouldn't have said, wrote by shor, that isi murum is burnt. But teisi mechanach learn out from the other two. Hateino. Malana shukei nisrabu eitz apsachim. A korban pesach could be brought from either a kesef or an ace. Mashaik in the shor has no shaykh at the korban pesach. So maybe there's no immunum by the bechor b'shor. So it has to say the word shor. Okay. Le lichta bechor b'kesef. The Torah shouldn't have rolled by bechor kesef. For taste now, learn out from the other two. No. Malana shaykh nisrabu eitz apsachim in b'tzibur. When the tzibur does a chet of an avoid the zora, the korban is either a shor or else an ace, but not a kesef. So I would not learn out kesef from the other two. Okay, the licht of Rachmona Bies, the Hershon wrote a goat, Bies, pretends to manach, learn out a goat from the other two. So no, if we would have just said a Shona Kesev, Malana Shekhen Yesh Ben, Sad Ribui, Eitzel Mizbech, each one has something special more to the Mizbech. The Shon has more Yain as Nesachim, and the Kesev has more the Aya to be burnt, but the Eiz has nothing special, so I would not know the Amurim of the Eiz has to be burnt on the Mizbech. Hilkach Tzrichi. Therefore, the Torah said three times the word Bechor Eid, Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesev, all three of them have the Timurim burnt. That's what our time does with this word Bechor, 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 not to teach us that the Vlad has to be burned to the mother, but to teach us the Imurim. So Moshe says, okay, if so, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, how does he know this Russia then? He uses this word Bechor, Bechor, to teach us Ashehu Bechor, Vlad Bechor, how does he know the Imurim? So Moshe says, and came with so Lichta Kroh, Ach Bechor Shor Kesev Yez. Like truth, to say the Yimurim, it has to say the word Shor Kesev Yez. But Bechor, Bechor normally, why doesn't it have to say the word Bechor three times? It just should have said Ach Bechor Shor Kesev Yez, and it has the pasture of the Yimurim, which fats have to be burnt on the Mizveich. So true, it has to say Shor Kesev Yez, but it doesn't have to say the word Bechor three times. And Allah Shemamino, why doesn't it say the word Bechor, Bechor, Bechor for him? That it has to be a shore and the mother also has to be a shore. So far we answer Pshat for now with time of our Mishnah, where I use the word Petachemor, teach us Achihu Bechor, Vlad Bechor, and this word Bechor, Shor, Chesavias, uses for the Emurim. Now the question is though, Priabyoisi Aglili, Hai Petachemor, Petachemor, Mayovidlei, what does he do with the words in the Mishnah, Petachemor, Petachemor? He learns out this tzur from the word b'chor, b'chor, b'chor. Then it says, b'l'kusha saguf, by behemet Torah. He says the same tzur applies by behemet Tumei, by Echemar also. He says, so why does the Torah have to say two times, petachemar, petachemar? What does he do with it? Someone says, yes, mi burli, he needs it, likidatana, likidatanya, like we learned. That Rabbi Yisrael Lili says, mi torach shenema, since the Pasuk says, ach poda tiftes b'chor odom. Yes, b'chor behemat tumeyat ipodem. There's a pasha of pidyon aben by nodem. There's a pasha of a set to be poida a petach amor. Shemayani afilu pitrei susum gemalim. Maybe who adin the pet of the firstborn of a camel or of a horse also has to be poida. Talmud, the pasuk says no petach amor or mati lechor. There's only a pasha of pidyon by the firstborn of a chamor of a donkey. But v'loy pitrei susum gemalim. But not the firstborn of a horse or a camel, there's no pasha b'chayra at all. Zemara says, why? Maybe, v'adayni aniyayim still say, pitre chamor b'seh. When you have the firstborn of your donkey, if it's a b'chor, that you have to redeem b'davka with the sin, give the seh to the kohen. But maybe pitre susum b'gamal, you have the firstborn of your horse or your camel, maybe b'chol davar. Maybe there's still a pasha of a bechor there. You'll have to redeem it, but any type of animal you want, you can redeem it and give it to the kohen. So maybe still there is such a pasha of a bechor by a sus and a camel. Talmud, the pasuk says, no. Petachemor, petachemor, shnei pomim. Then what? That pitri chemor amat lechor. For le pitri sus and a gemalim. There's no pasha of a bechor by a sus and a gomel. That's how he does. That's what he basically does with the words. Pitri chemor, petachemor, petachemor, two times. All right, we'll stop here.